to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's kick things off on the ESPN Outdoors Report, and we're going to head to Fishtails in Fox Lake, and we get the honor of talking to Tim here today. Tim, where's Dave?
Well, Dave's up in Canada fishing for a week, so I've been manning the store morning, so I think he comes back on Saturday. I heard he's having some pretty good luck up in Canada. Little smoky weather, but he's catching fish.
So what have you heard a little closer to home? What's the fishing been like around Fox Lake and those bodies of water?
Well, fishing is decent. I mean, they're getting quite a few walleyes and crappies out in the deep water. You talk to guys that are trolling crankbaits. Some guys are using slip bobbers and leeches, but they're picking up some nice walleyes. Crappies are mixed in with them out in the deep water, anywhere between 14 to 16 feet. Guys are picking up some northerns down in the government marsh along the weed line there. So overall, fishing's pretty decent.
Hey, have you seen a less activity with all the smoke we've had in the region over the week, or have the diehards been out there gutting it out?
Well, believe it or not, a lot of guys I know, guys have had our boats rented and they've called and canceled because of the smoke. You know, if you listen to the weather, they're telling you to stay indoors. So the smoke has had some effect on our business here. It's affected the fishing pressure on the lake as well. You know, you get up in the morning, it's a beautiful day. There's not a lot of wind, sunny day, but the smoke has definitely affected the amount of fishermen on the lake.
Tim, when you get 4th of July like a Tuesday, sometimes you can stretch extra activity both, you know, into two weekends, or people either take the extra day off on Monday and get out on the lake, or they, you know, go the other way and try to work it to the next weekend. Expecting a lot of activity at Fishtails and on the lake here in the next couple weeks?
Well, we are. We're looking at, you know, the weather looks good. I don't see a lot of rain in the forecast, even though we could use some. But we're expecting a busy weekend. If you listen to the news, they're telling us by Friday the smoke's supposed to be gone a little bit. The winds are going to change up in Canada. So we're expecting a busy weekend. And like you said, most guys have off on Monday. So we're turning this into, you know, a 4 or 5 day weekend.
Well, they need to stop into Fishtails. Tell us what they'll find when they stop in, where you're located, your hours.
Well, we're down at 529 West State Street. We're right by the bridge in downtown Fox Lake. We open at 6 in the morning during the week, 5 o'clock on weekends. We've got all your fishing and party needs here. We have a big selection of bourbons, alcohol, beer. We do rent out fishing boats, pontoon boats. We've got gas right on the marine gas down on the pier. So stop in. We're a one-stop store, I should say. And if you're in town this Saturday, we've got our fireworks show on Saturday night, and we shoot those off over the lake. It's always a big show. We get a lot of people getting their boats, go out in the lake and watch the fireworks. So if you're around, stop in and see ya.
Tim, I appreciate the time, and we'll see you at Fishtails.
Have a good day. Hopefully the smoke clears.
Yeah. Let's get our update from a Little Green Lake as we head to the Landing Bait Shop and bring in Todd. What's the week been like fishing up by you, Todd?
You know, it's been a little bit slower as far as fishermen go with that hot weather, and then we had some rain. But you know, overall, fishing's still pretty good. They're out there catching some panfish and some walleyes. So overall, yeah, pretty good fishing.
When you say catching some, have they been catching them every cast, or has it been kind of a slow burn? Or
well, you know, you got to go out. You know, the panfish and crappies are probably the best. Guys are getting out using minnows and drifting across the lake for the crappies. As far as game fishing goes, not a lot of musky fishermen this week, but walleye fishermen have been out, and they're still catching some pretty nice walleyes using leeches and minnows.
Now, weekends like this, kind of with the 4th on Tuesday, do you expect Little Green and Big Green to be pretty busy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is one of the busiest weekends of the year as far as boating goes, and I'm sure Big Green's going to be crazy, too, but you know, there's always room for another one.
Hey, have you heard anything, any scuttlebutt in any of the other lakes and rivers up over by you?
You know, Big Green's been pretty good. They're still catching smallies and largemouth over there. Some walleyes I've heard, and then a lot of big bluegills on Big Green. So, and I heard Puckaway's been okay. A lot of weeds in Puckaway this year. But if you can get around the weeds, you can catch some walleyes and some big bluegills over there also.
Hey, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop.
You know, we're right on the south side lake on Milmar Drive. We're open 7 days a week. We'll be open all weekend this weekend from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we got everything you need.
Do you get to log all 12 of those hours?
Yep. Me and my wife, Jackie.
Awesome stuff here. And if people haven't stopped in, what do they find in there? What else are they going to find in there besides bait?
you know, we sell all the bait. We have beer, soda, ice. We rent pontoons. We rent fishing boats. Just about anything you need, we've got.
And information, if people are first-timers maybe on Little Green, you'll kind of give them some tips, right?
We will show them where to go, that's for sure.
Todd, I appreciate the time. Have a great holiday.
All right, thanks, Wade.
Let's check out the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, I know, you know, we've been in this rut with all this smoke over the last week or so. Just how's that affected fishing down in the Madison chain?
Well, you know, it doesn't. I don't think it necessarily affects the fish at all. Mm-hmm. It's just the anglers that can't get out and really enjoy things. Because I don't know about you, but you know, if you spend any amount of, I spend any amount of time outside, you know, doing especially physical stuff, it just gets to you after a while. You know, it's scratchy throat or itchy eyes, and so it's keeping people off the water for sure. But as far as I know, the fish are doing just fine.
Have you had that hazy kind of, like, where we're at here in Beaver Dam, it's kind of just for the whole week, it's been like that hazy, foggy, smog, smoke. Has it been the same way over the chain?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Wednesday here was real, real bad. When I came into work, you couldn't even see, you know, 500 yards in some spots out on the lake. It just, I don't know if it's the water being, you know, a low spot. It just seems to really collect, especially around the lakes. It just seems extra thick.
So for those that have been able to get out, what have you been hearing?
Oh, up here on Lake Mendota, the bluegills are still on beds. I was just before you called here talking to a guy who found a bunch of nice gills on beds. The smallmouth bite and walleye bite's been great on mid-lake humps. There's tons of pike out there. You know, the musky fishing's been picking up on Lake Monona, so the fishing's been great. It's just the folks floating on top of the water, you know, struggling with the smoke. But hopefully it blows out here. It's supposed to anyway.
Well, if somebody's a veteran or a first-time fisherman heading out to the Madison chain, they need to stop into DNS Bait and Tackle, don't they?
That's right. Yeah, we can definitely point them in the right direction.
Now tell us what they'll find when they stop in, when you're open, where you're located.
Well, we've got a full selection of bait and tackle, everything anybody need to get out on the water. We're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Wade. Always a pleasure.
Resident outdoorsman Rick Wendland from the ESPN Outdoors Report here. Rick, how's it been this week for you?
Well, right now I'm fishing the Weekday Warrior Series individual tournaments, and they're holding one out here on Fox Lake. And at 6 o'clock this morning, we had 25 boats take off, and I've missed about 15 fish this morning. I only got one in the live well. I watched my best friend since we've been a kid. I've watched him boat 9 keepers this morning, literally 30 yards in front of me. So I'm actually not having a very good day. So, yeah, I got to keep rolling here. But fishing around here hasn't been so-so. We fished Big Green last night for the Wednesday nighters, and 75% of the teams never even brought a keeper fish in. So I think fishing's going to be a little tough. You got a big holiday weekend coming up. I hope it turns around, but right now it's a little tough out here for me.
Well, Rick, how has the smoke affected fishing at all in your experience here this week or so?
Actually, it's done very good things. It puts a haze, like a fog, over the lake, and topwater has been really, really good because that sun's not beating down right on the water and pushing those fish deep down in the weeds. It's actually pushing them up above the weeds, and topwater's been very good this all last week with the smoke.
All right, Rick, I know you're fishing, so tell people where they can find your baits in the region and if they're looking for guiding service later this summer.
Right now I'm Dick Smith down Pewaukee, Fishtails in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle It in Portage. They all just got fresh new orders. And right now I'm actually booked up through July for guiding, but I have a few openings in August. You can get my phone to call at 920-948-8467.
Rick, I was so hoping you would have got something on the line while we were talking here.
Well, I was casting, and I was kind of hoping so, too.
That's all right. Hey, good luck. Good luck, and we'll chat next week.
All right, sounds good.
All Out Marine, your experts in local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 in Dean Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer. Right now, we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. And we always play, you know, where in the world was Pete Huff? Because you are all over the bodies of water where there's good fishing. We know Pete Huff's there. And where have you been this week, Pete?
Was on Mendota, mainly to Madison Chain and Fox Lake. Mendota, ran into some perch there, kept like 18, and then went back the next day and it got tough and only got like 7. So the perch should be getting into that time where they're going to start biting. The bluegills are still biting good on Monona, Wabisa. Mainly I was at Kiganza also. That fight got a little tougher, but if you're going for bluegills, I would say Monona or Wabisa. We've done real well. Out on the weed lines, they're off their beds now, and they've started to retreat out to deeper water, and mainly that 9 to 11 feet of water where there's weeds. They're just kind of sitting above the weeds, hovering above the weeds. Using drop shot or a slip bobber seems to be the best. And then Fox Lake, I went there. We caught some bass, northern casting, and then we tried trolling, and we got some decent walleyes. They're actually kind of big ones. We threw them back, ranging from 22 to 26 inches.
Oh, so, okay, right? Lots of stuff going on. Now, hey, has the smoke affected you at all in your week of fishing?
Yeah, it seems to fatigue you. We start plenty early, you know, to get out there real early right away. Either we start at 5 or 6 a.m., and it just, yeah, it seems to kind of take it out of you. Actually, yesterday, I had to use the map because I couldn't even see across the lake to make sure I was driving in the right direction. It was, like, heavy, heavy fog on the lake pretty much, and, yeah, it's been something to kind of deal with.
So anything else going on when it comes to fishing that you experienced this week?
Nope. Then a lot of people want to get out and bring fish home, so we've been doing a lot of panfish trips. I got a walleye trip coming up here tomorrow. That'll also be down on, I'm going to try Wabisa for that. And then I got a busy weekend also, so we'll just see what it brings.
Hey, and you do have the Best Dam Fishing Competition coming up here in the next couple of weeks, right? People need to get that on the radar?
Yeah, it is. That's the Saturday after the 4th. That's July 8th, and that's a bass and walleye tournament. Your best three fish will be brought into Waterworks Park. The hours are 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then the awards and meet raffle will be held at Tahoe Park, and that'll be at 2:30 p.m.
All right. How do people find out about signing up and getting involved in that?
You can call or text me, 608-609-2707, and we'll be signing up the morning of. We'll do boat inspections starting at 5 a.m. Takeoff will be at 6 a.m. So, yeah, I just keep all the sign-up day of, and it's usually a pretty good turnout. I got trophies and, like I said, a meat raffle afterwards, so it'll be a nice event. And if you'd like to get out for a guide trip, you also call me at 608-609-2707. And find me on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Dam Bait. And the bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. It's open 24/7, so stop on in.
Tell me about the meat raffle that's going to be involved in that as well.
I usually go to Leroy's. They give a pretty nice selection of stuff, and I'll sell paddles for a paddle wheel, and we'll do, we'll spin it for each box of meat, and then all that proceeds goes back to Beaver Dam Lake for fish stocking.
So it's great. So it goes back to a great cause as well. Again, so check out the Facebook page and everything if people want to take part in the event, the Best Dam Fishing Contest. Is that one, if somebody's got a little bit of experience, it'd be a good one to enter, or are you looking for high-end anglers?
All sorts come. I mean, Beaver Dam has been quite tough this year, so I'd like fishing walleyes mainly, but I'll probably be fishing bass by the looks of things. Really, anybody could win this. I think three fish of legal size is probably going to win it.
Again, the dates on the Best Dam Fishing Competition?
That's July 8th from 6 a.m. to 1, and sign up and boat inspection begin at 5 a.m.
Thank you so much for the time. Have yourself a great holiday weekend, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Wade. You also.
Pete Huff from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service here on the ESPN Outdoors Report.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.